Dan.
Yeah.
Do you eat? Is Christmas candy a thing in your?
It is becoming one because Emily is experiencing her first Advent calendar.
Ah.
And her Auntie Kathy gave her one, and it's decked out with Disney princesses, and it's very hard for a three-year-old child to understand that you only eat one piece every day.
Right.
So that's what we're
I used to love when I was a kid. I loved those calendars. I loved the Advent calendars. I loved them. And I remember the great Ray Rayner used to have Advent calendars on his show, and he would open one every day. He would open a little window every day. And I always thought it was cool. I thought those were great. Now, do they stop at Christmas or do they go all the way through December 31st? I think they stop at Christmas, right?
I believe that they stop at Christmas.
Yeah. So, now I that's another thing I grew up with, listening to Elvis opening up an Advent calendar. So, what did they start December 1st?
Yes, that was the other problem, because Kathy gave it to her on like a couple days before Thanksgiving. So, that was another. Like, so you're not supposed to open this yet.
Oh, no. Now, does she look forward to it like every day? Does she get excited?
Yes, yeah. So she has chocolate in the morning. She's so excited. We're not going to make it through the day, that's for sure.
She get that little sugar buzz going early on in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy. Well, that's fun. That's cool. You know, Christmas candy was not a huge thing for me. Like, you know, I mean, obviously, you know, post-Halloween, you got Halloween is the candy, and Halloween and Easter are the two. Are the two candy holidays, for sure. But I know a lot of people do have candy for Christmas. It's just never been was never really a thing in my family. Here and there, every once in a while, but nothing like Halloween and nothing like Easter. Those were the obviously those are the big candy heavy days holidays. So the most popular Christmas candy in each state is what we're going to be talking about here. And are you a Christmas candy person? 312-981-7200. Is candy a part of your Christmas season celebration? Do you do the candy thing big time? 312-981-7200 for talk and text. Halloween may have passed, but we're approaching an almost equally exciting candy season. Yes, it's time for candy canes, peppermint bark, holiday-colored M&Ms, and chocolate-shaped like Santa's and nutcrackers. Candystore.com, a bulk candy retailer, recently asked 30,000 of its customers to name their favorite Christmas candy in order to determine how America's sweet tooth varies from state to state, and vary it does. So it's going to be all over the map. Candystore.com, is that also the place, Dan, that has the old school candy that, you know, like candy cigarettes and... You know, the stuff that isn't really around anymore?
They do offer some of that, yes. I think there's a specific site, if I remember correctly, that's more geared towards, like, the stuff that is
candy,
completely
candy.
Gone.
What about Candy Candy Candy? I remember that being an actual website, Candy Candy Candy. I think that's a real thing.
Looks like Candy 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 is no longer around, but Old Time Candy is the one where you can buy candy cigarettes and things like that.
Yeah, in the old school.
Yeah.
The old school candy. Candy cigarettes, man. You know, you just think about that.
Yeah, I mean. You can go buy your candy cigarettes and your fireworks.
Yeah. The other thing about it was you had the candy cigarettes, which were, you know, clearly candy. But then you had the gum cigarettes. That you could actually smoke because they put powdered sugar on the inside. It was wrapped in paper, looked exactly like a cigarette, and the inside, the tube inside, instead of being tobacco, was gum. And it was like coated in a powdered sugar so that when you blew out, it looked like smoke was coming out. So it made the experience even better. Even more authentic. Hey, kids! Would you really like to recreate what it's like to smoke a cigarette? Puff away on the candy gum cigarettes. Yeah, I remember that, man. I remember those. Crazy. So we've got, let's see, while 10 different states profess that they love Reese's peanut butter cups the most. Yeah, they've got the ones that are now, don't they have the ones that are like shaped like Christmas trees now?
I hadn't seen that. That's pretty cool.
The Reese's, they're not, obviously they're shaped like Christmas trees, so they're not peanut butter cups, but they are the same, they're Reese's. And I think they're shaped like peanut butter cups. Like peanut butter cups. No, they're shaped like Christmas trees. I think that's the special shape for the holidays. Other states are more excited about Christmas exclusive candies like peppermint bark and candy canes. 8 states preferred candy canes, 6 preferred M&Ms, 5 preferred red, green, and white reindeer corn. Some of the least popular candies were Pez, chocolate Santas, and Skittles. What's wrong with Skittles? So we've got each state has their choices for what they like. The most popular Christmas candy in each state. I saw a thing. Jimmy Fallon did this thing where they were testing something. They were taste testing it to see what was good and what was bad. And they had Thanksgiving dinner flavored candy canes. So like one was turkey, one was stuffing, and one was cranberry. I guess would be fine for like a candy cane thing. But they were taste testing them and then like spitting them into buckets and stuff because they were so bad. Like the turkey was the weirdest one. Like a turkey flavored candy cane. So anyway. All right, so we'll talk about this in a second. The peppermint bark, people like that peppermint bark.
Yes, they do.
Yeah, they do.
The Trader Joe's ones
in particular. Yep. When we have our Christmas party here at the station, which we're doing this year on the 14th, and by the way, we're going to be doing live It's a Wonderful Life. The radio, we're going to do the radio play of It's a Wonderful Life. And then what I do is I stick around for the radio play and then, a little bit of the party and then I go home, get some sleep. But I always hang out on Steve Cochran's show for the whole morning. And they bring that peppermint bark out during that show, that special holiday show. They bring the peppermint bark out and people just lose their minds over it. So, okay, let's break. We got the news coming up. And then we'll talk more about the most popular Christmas candy in each state and Christmas candy in general, if you guys are on board for that. All right. Huey Lewis, everybody. Luke requesting Huey Lewis. That's Power of Love. Yeah, man. Two for Tuesday. 312-981-7200 is our phone number and our text number if you would like to join us. And, we're here till 5 o'clock in the Allstate Skyline studio. Steve Grzanich is in at 5 with the opening bell, and Steve Cochran at 6 for your morning drive on this Tuesday morning. Welcome back, everybody. We've been talking about some fun food stuff. What places do you recommend that people eat in Illinois? They should eat at least once, try it at least once. And we're talking now about Christmas candy. So, 312-981-7200 is the phone number. Why don't we see what Illinois has to say about that. Let me find Illinois here. Okay. So here's what's popular in Illinois for Christmas, as far as Christmas candy goes. This is what we like here in Illinois. Coming in third place is Hershey's Kisses. And we all know that that Hershey's Kisses commercial that we get to see. It's usually right around right before Thanksgiving, they start showing that commercial where the ding, 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 ding. It's on right now. I just looked up on the TV, and it's on right now. That's weird. That's weird.
One of the, we talk about like signs of the seasons and when you're like, all right, it's Christmas. It's always that commercial and when the Golden Nuggets put up their special Christmas decorations on the windows.
Yeah. They did that at the one by my place. It's up. They paint them on the window, the old school. So Hershey's Kisses comes in at number 3 here in Illinois. 2 would be M&M's. And number one in Illinois is the Reese's Cups Minis. Apparently, Illinois likes chocolate. We like chocolate in this state. All three of those are tasty treats, though. I like all three of those. So I would agree with that. But, yeah, 312-981-7200 is the phone number. Let's see, Indiana, number three on the what they like, Starburst. Is there a holiday Starburst? Or is that just regular Starburst? Because I know that the Hershey's Kisses obviously come in the red and the green and the silver for the holidays. But I don't know if there are there special holiday Starburst. I don't know. Number two, candy canes. And number one, Reese's Cups Minis. Reese's Cups winning again. People like those things, man. So.
Looks like there is a special merry mix of Starburst featuring Cherry Cheer and Strawberry Blitzen.
Wow. Strawberry Blitzen? You know that's lightning, right? We learned that in German. That's lightning. By the way, I do want to thank the listener who sent me a bag full of Dum Dums that were holiday flavored. They were very delicious. And Wisconsin, since we're doing the area here, Starburst number three. Number two, reindeer corn. Now, is that candy corn? But it's reindeers?
From what I saw, because I asked the same question, it's candy corn, but instead of yellow, orange, white, it's red, white, and green.
Oh, so it's just, it's basically.
I think it tastes the same, but it's just different.
So colors. It tastes like candy corn. It just looks Christmassy. So basically, they switched up the food dye, right? That's basically all they did. And they call it reindeer corn? I don't know why that sounds, you know, that doesn't sound very appetizing. You know what I mean?
No, I took a double take when I saw it.
Reindeer corn. And that's number two in Wisconsin. And then number one is peppermint bark. So no chocolate in Wisconsin. Wouldn't you think that being like the dairy state, that they would embrace the chocolate? Wouldn't you think that?
Oh, yeah. I mean, that would make sense. Or if they just have so much shit the rest of the year.
maybe this is their break from dairy. Maybe that's what's happening. The up in Wisconsin during the holidays. All right, let's take a break from the dairy. Peppermint bark, reindeer corn, and Starburst. All right. How about Washington? In Washington, candy canes are number one. Number two are Reese's Mini Cups. And Skittles are number three. So that seems right. Dan, you like candy canes?
They're fine.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't dislike them, but I don't also go out of my way for them.
Mm-hmm. In Oregon, number three is Snickers. You can have Snickers all year. Now, Dan, can you look up if there's a special holiday version of Snickers? Because they did have, for Halloween, I don't know if you noticed this, Dan, but they did have Snickers in a, like a Halloween package, but it was dark. So it was like scary. It didn't have the regular like brown. It was like black almost. And so when I, because you remember when Dave Ennett brought in, the day after Halloween, Dave Ennett brought in
right.
that 50-pound bag of chocolate, of candy that they had left over, that the Ennetts had left over at their house from the trick-or-treat. And again, I just want to say, Dave Ennett gives out the good stuff. You know, if you're going to trick-or-treat, go to the Ennetts' house. Because he came in all top-notch stuff. No crappy candy. None of the cheap stuff. None of the stuff that's like, ugh. All top-notch stuff. And that's when I noticed that the Snickers, like I took a couple of Snickers from the bag, and I noticed that they were in the... So I thought it was going to be, because of the package, I thought it was going to be dark chocolate. But it wasn't. It was regular it was just a regular Snickers, but they just put it in a black wrapper to make it darker and maybe scarier for Halloween. So I don't know if they're doing a special.
It is regular Snickers, but in a special packaging.
But special packaging
like,
that
it looks
has
like a ribbon and a wrapping around it.
Okay. So they like in Oregon, they like Snickers third. Second would be candy canes. And then number one would be Reese's Cups Minis. This seems to be a... We seem to be hearing this one a lot. In California, they like Hershey's Kisses, number three. In second place is the Peppermint Bark. And in first case, in first place again, Reese's Cup Minis. People enjoy the Reese's Cups, man. In Montana, number three is reindeer corn. I don't know how that could be as popular as it seems to be, according to this. Reindeer corn just sounds weird. Number two, Reese's Cup Minis. And number one, Reese's Pieces. So Montana likes a variety of Reese's products. So, Dan, you know who does the voiceover for the Reese's commercials, right?
I do not.
Will Arnett.
Ah.
Will Arnett. And, you know, they've been showing those, the Reese's commercials have been, they've been going crazy. I mean, since Halloween, even all the way through now, there's like, you know, four or five Reese's commercials. Like I watched wrestling last night and, there was a Reese's commercial at every single break. So, all right. All right, where do you guys stand on Christmas candy? 312-981-7200. Is it a big part of your Christmas celebration? And we'll find out what other states like, if there's any weirdo states out there that like weird candy. 312-981-7200. And if you've tried reindeer corn, does it taste exactly like candy corn, but it just looks different? 312-981-7200 for talk and text. Let's break here for some weather. Welcome back, everybody. Two for Tuesday, Luke requesting some Huey Lewis. That's Hip to Be Square. Two for Tuesday, 312-981-7200. Dan, do you remember the video for Hip to Be Square?
I do not.
It's one of the most annoying videos of all time. And I love me some Huey. But that is one of the most annoying videos of all time. If anybody remembers it, what they did was they had these tiny cameras that had like, you know, the crazy warped fisheye lens thing. So they had these tiny cameras. They mounted one on the microphone, one on the end of a guitar. And the whole video was cut between, you know, all the different cameras that were aimed at the other members of the band. It was the most annoying. I swear to you, man, the most annoying video. One of the most annoying videos of all time. It drove me nuts. I remember when it would come on, I'd be like, oh, my God. And it was cut really quickly, too, so it was very rapidly edited. And you've got, like, you know, like, it's like the camera is up Huey Lewis's nose, you know, because it's got that weird, there are little teeny cameras that they put on there, microscopic cameras. And then you could look up his nose, and then, you know, yeah. It's not good. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN, and we're live in the Allstate Skyline studio. We're here till 5 o'clock, and we're talking about Christmas candy. Is that something that you do with your family? Not a big big tradition in the history of my family. My dad's got the biggest sweet tooth of anybody. He's always walking around with candy, always. My dad gives candy to people at Jewel. And, you know, he's always got candy. Always got something. He's always eating something. He's eating something sweet all the time, my dad. So I don't know I really don't think that the holiday season or Christmas is a very special time, because it doesn't really, you know, it doesn't matter what time of year it is. My dad's going to eat, you know, candy or have candy on him. We got some texts coming in. If you want to join us via call or text, it's 312-981-7200. 781 area code says, Candelity store in Chicago has the old style candy. I've never heard of it. Candelity? They have the old style candy, so you can get your candy cigarettes if you want to be politically incorrect. Cleveland Tom says, aside from the traditional candy canes and peppermint bark, Christmas has always brought around Lindor truffles and the Reese's peanut butter trees for me. 773 area code says, we always have chocolate-covered cherries at on Christmas. 630 area code says, when Cock Robin was around, they would have their English toffee on sale for Christmas. 301 area code says, I like the tree-shaped Reese's. I think we're discovering that everybody likes Reese's. That's what we're discovering here. Except for Dan, because Dan doesn't like peanut butter.
I make an exception for peanut butter.
Oh, that's when you make an exception? Oh, okay. 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 Let's see. We got Idaho here. Chocolate Santa's come in third. And number two is Hershey's Kisses, and number one is M&M's in Idaho. Now, the Chocolate Santa's, right? Isn't it disappointing when you, like, bite into a Chocolate Santa and it's hollow? Like a crisp, like an Easter bunny, when you get the chocolate bunny and you bite it and it's hollow instead of all chocolate?
Yeah. Although I seem to recall it happening more with the bunny than the Santa.
Yeah, I think it's
more Santas are solid.
Yeah. But yeah, the bunnies are like, I remember like when as a kid, you know, eating a chocolate bunny and going, come on, man. This is just a shell of a piece of candy. This isn't a real piece of candy. And I know that Anderson's Candy Shop, who is a sponsor of this program, of this station, they have the solid bunnies during Easter. I mean, they I think they go out of their way to make sure everybody knows. It's solid. It's a solid piece of chocolate. It is not a shell that you bite into and it's nothing inside. Let's see. 630 area code says, I bought a king-sized white chocolate Snickers just now at a Speedway gas station. 847 area code says, Nick, peppermint bark does contain chocolate. Oh, it does, doesn't it? It does. That's right. I totally forgot about that. Because you think peppermint, you don't think chocolate, but it does have chocolate. Yeah, people go nuts over that stuff. 847 area code says, what about the old-fashioned ribbon candy that comes out around Christmas? Oh, yeah. That's the candy that would be in the candy dish at your grandmother's house. You know? Along with the little, how about the little root beer barrels? The hard candy root, because hard candy in general, that's my parents are in their 70s, and a lot of the candy my dad carries around is the classic hard candy in the plastic wrapper. And they've got like three candy dishes on their coffee table in the living room. Hard candy. I don't know, when does that happen? When you hit retirement age? Is that suddenly when you start going, I gotta get the plastic wrapped hard candy?
Right.
The butterscotch, the butterscotch candy, the hard butterscotch candy, the peppermint, the root beer barrels. There's a whole bunch of them.
Butterscotch.
Yeah. The old-fashioned ribbon candy that comes out at Christmas. That's real Christmas candy. All the other candy you can get year-round. So the old-fashioned ribbon candy, that's the real true Christmas candy. That's the test of Christmas candy is the fantastic hard ribbon candy. 773 area code says, Walmart has a section for the Christmas versions of all candy, from Lifesavers to Skittles, etc. Paul says, I think peppermint bark also comes in chocolate. Yes, it does. 262 area code says, Nick, Christmas candy isn't that big in our Christmas celebration. I love Reese's Pieces, but do not go in for the Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. Have you had a chance to try Reese's Pieces Peanut? Absolutely delicious. Jim in Carbondale, my mother always loved turtles at Christmas time. You see, that's another one. That's another one. Turtles is another candy that like is fine all year round. I mean, I guess they may have special packages for the turtles at Christmas time, but the turtles are turtles are acceptable all year round. So, all right, 312-981-7200 is the phone number. We got some more texts coming in. We're going to go to a few more states and see if there are any weirdos out there that like weird candy in different parts of the country. Here's Lauren on WGN. Hi, Lauren.
Hi. I was at Fannie Mae's yesterday. It was a madhouse. They had Pixies on sale for half price.
Wow.
And it was terrific.
Wow. Okay. All right. We have a, you know, right on the, you know, we're over on Wacker Drive now, and right on the corner of Wacker and Michigan is a big Fannie Mae, and a big Fannie Mae store right on the corner of Wacker and Michigan underneath the, actually underneath the Blackhawks store. And it's all decked out for Christmas. Like, I mean, that the whole place is like incredibly decorated, and it's all, I mean, it's all decked out for Christmas.
So. Well, have a Merry Christmas.
All right. Take care, Lauren. There you go. Pixies. People were going nuts over the Pixies. I'm not talking about the band out of Boston. I'm talking about the candy. Isn't that, Dan, isn't that, Fannie Mae on the corner of Wacker and in Michigan really festive?
Oh, yes, very much so.
I mean, my God, I was sort of mesmerized by it the other morning. I was like, wow, Fannie Mae really, really, really going all out with their Christmas decorations. So, hey, Dan, speaking of decorating for Christmas, did you see the picture that of Melania Trump and the way she decorated the hallway again? Because she did last year, it was terrifying, and this year it's all red. And you see, have you seen what some of the people have been doing with it Photoshop wise?
No, I have not.
Okay. The best one, they've added stuff to it, you know, but the best one was someone put handmaids hoods on top of the trees, because and it was just the first time I saw that I was like, okay, that's hilarious. Someone put the handmade bonnet on top of all the, because the trees are all like big and red, and so they put the handmade bonnet on top of it. People have a lot of time on their hands, man. They had a lot of time. I thought that was funny though. So, all right, let's take a break. And we got the news coming up next here on 720 WGN. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate Skyline studio here until 5 a.m. Steve Grzanich has the opening bell at 5. The great Steve Cochran at 6 for your morning drive. Tuesday, 2 for Tuesday, wrapping up.
Yeah.
312-981-7200. Alan in North Carolina requesting Tracy Chapman with Fast Car. There you go. Hey, we'd love to hear from you. We're talking about Christmas candy. Is that a big thing in your house during the Christmas season? And we have gotten the most popular candy in each state. And I'm looking for some weirdo states, maybe, that like weird candy. So far, this reindeer corn is the only thing that I'm like, ugh. But here's the thing, I like candy corn. But just the phrase reindeer corn, I don't know. I don't know. Let's see. In Nevada, they like Starburst comes in third, Candy Canes comes in second, and Peppermint Bark comes in first. In Wyoming, it's Reese's Cups Minis in third. In second, M&M's, and number one is the Chocolate Santa. In Utah, M&M's come in third, Hershey's Kisses come in second, and Reindeer Corn comes in number one. Okay, 312-981-7200 is the phone number.
The thing that I find fascinating, because candystore.com does this around every holiday, I don't remember when we talked about it, candy corn coming up that much in the state's favorites. You know what I mean? Like, if it tastes the same, why wouldn't they also be enjoying it at Halloween?
Right, because Halloween, people don't like candy corn.
Right.
That, you know, I mean, that's a... A popular opinion is that candy corn sucks, but suddenly, if it tastes exactly the same, why suddenly is reindeer corn okay, you know, 2 months later? You know? Right. It doesn't make any sense. Right. You're absolutely
right. It's the color.
It's got to be. I mean, what if it, but it tastes the same. What, I mean, I don't know. That's weird. Ann in Lombard says, I always buy a big box of Godiva for Christmas Eve, and everyone loves it. There's someone, Ann, celebrating some lovely candy for Christmas. Doc says, I used to make chocolate-dipped pretzels. You get a variety of pretzel shapes. We use both white and dark chocolate and various Christmas sprinkles. That sounds good. Also, you know, in addition to, you know, the Snickers bars and stuff that Dave had as part of the Halloween giveaway, my favorite candy bar of all time, the Take Five. It's the greatest candy bar of all time. Take Five is pretzel, peanuts, peanut butter, caramel, chocolate. Five ingredients. That's why it's called the Take Five. It's the best candy bar ever. And it's got that great, and there's a pretzel in it. Well, I mean, what are we talking about here? Two 224 area code says, I put Lindor truffles in stockings every year. Wow. Okay. 815 area code says, that ribbon candy would stay in the dish at my grandma's house until it actually formed into one big mass. No one ate it, but it was always there. That's true, because it was sticky. The ribbon, that hard ribbon candy is sticky. And it did. If it stayed in the candy jar too long or the candy dish too long, it would be one big block of ribbon candy. What does that stuff taste? Is that peppermint? The ribbon candy? I don't even remember. I know. I can visualize it. I mean, I see it. I can absolutely see it. I just don't remember what it tastes like. And I know I've tasted it. But is it, I mean, maybe there's different flavored ribbon candy.
According to Wikipedia, it's commonly made with extracts, often of different mint or citrus flavors.
Okay. Is it called ribbon candy?
It is, yes.
Okay. 405 area code says, my wife loves the chocolate-covered cherries. I love the chocolate orange ball. Oh, yeah. Which is milk chocolate with a hint of orange taste. I totally forgot about that. The chocolate orange ball. I totally forgot. Now, that's a Christmas. That's another Christmas. That's another pretty exclusively Christmas time candy. Wow. Oh, man. That just came back into my head. Dino says, I love Fannie Mae chocolate mints. And Fannie Mae has the plain peppermint bark without chocolate. The Ghirardelli peppermint bark has the chocolate. My guess is that people do prefer it with the chocolate. All right, Arizona, number three, Skittles. Number two, Hershey's Kisses. And number one, Reese's Cups Mini. The Reese's Cups is almost on every state's list. Wow. North Dakota, Reese's Cup Mini, Reindeer Corn, and Chocolate Santas. South Dakota, Hershey's Kisses comes in at number three, Chocolate Santas comes in at number two, and Reese's Cup Minis. Why are they specifically the mini ones? Are those the... Because I think the mini ones are the ones that are that come in the holiday bags that have the green and red,
yeah,
wrappers on them. They don't do that with the full size Reese's cups. Let's see. Nebraska peppermint bark comes in at number three. M&M's at number two. And number one is Hershey's Kisses. Now, they're not specifying, Dan, whether it's regular M&M's or peanut M&M's.
The pictures make it seem like it's regular.
It's regular, just the regular chocolate M&M's?
And the in particular, the
holiday,
green and red.
Yeah, the holiday-colored M&M's. Regular. I prefer the peanut M&M's. I like the peanut M&Ms more than the regular M&Ms. M&Ms are fine. They're good. They're tasty. It's a tasty little treat. I have no problem with it. Kansas, they like candy canes coming in at number 3. Hershey's Kiss is at number 2 and peppermint bark at number 1. Oklahoma, coming in at number 3 is Skittles. Number 2, reindeer corn, and number 1, Starburst. That's a little weird. I mean, Starburst is good, but there's no chocolate involved. Again, no chocolate involved in Oklahoma. They don't like the chocolate. They got the Skittles, the reindeer corn, and the Starburst. Yeah. I found the weirdest. It would be Louisiana. I don't know if this is a shock. I don't know if this is a shock. Number 3, Reese's Cups Mini. Okay, fine. Then number 2, reindeer corn. And number 1 in Louisiana, Dan, is Pez. Everything is a little bit weirder in Louisiana. And I mean that in a good way, actually, because I love that place. Let's see. Here's Ann on WGN. Hi, Ann.
Hi, good morning.
Morning.
Yes, I grew up in the Kansas City area.
Uh-huh.
I grew up around Kansas City. And the big candy store down there is Russell Stover's.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Unfortunately, all you get is the boxed yuck in the stores up here. But when you go to a true store, during the holiday season, they make a hard candy collection called Satins.
Uh-huh.
And that just blows everybody out of the world. I mean, I've gone down there, bought cases, and people are like, ooh, hard candy. And they, as soon as they taste it, they're like, we want more.
What does it taste like?
It's just an indescribable, yummy, hard candy. It's a collection of them.
Okay.
Some of them are anisette. You have the lemon. You have a cherry. They're just absolutely delicious.
Wow, okay. And that's Russell Stover's. But you can't get those here, right?
You have to call or order online.
Okay.
And the other thing they make are these things called cocktail sticks. It's a strip of hard candy, like a rod that's dipped in chocolate.
Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah. We used, as kids, my dad would always bring my mother a box of them, and we were allowed one each.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it. And she hid the container from us.
Because it would just get out of control otherwise.
It's like they'd be gone.
Yeah.
So it's one of those things, and thank goodness I have family down there that sends me my Satins and cocktail sticks every year.
There you go. That's not Christmas without them.
Oh, no. It's worth a 7-hour drive down there to pick some up.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. That's great, Ann. Thanks for the call.
Okay, then. Bye.
Take care, bye. That's dedication, man. 7-hour drive to get Satin and cocktail sticks? Wow. Let's see. Texas, candy canes number 3, peppermint bark number 2, Reese's Cups minis. Minnesota, Hershey's Kisses number 3, peppermint bark number 2, Reese's Cups minis. In Iowa, they like their chocolate because it's Hershey's Kisses number 3, Reese's Cups minis number 2, and M&M's number 1. So, and of course in Missouri, number 3, Hershey's Kisses, number 2, peppermint bark. Number 1, Starburst. Starburst has a few fans out there in states. Yeah. Okay. All right. Let's take a break here. We've got weather here, and then we'll come back and wrap up the Christmas candy talk here. If you want to jump in, it's 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200 for talk and text. All right, wrapping up 2 for Tuesday for another Tuesday, and we'll do it again next week. Alan in North Carolina with Tracy Chapman. That's Give Me One Good Reason. All right, haven't heard those songs in a long time. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. Coming up is Steve Grzanich with the opening bell, and coming up, the stories that matter with Vic Vaughn from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom on WGN Radio. Okay, we've been talking about Christmas candy. I want to get back to that in a second, but I want to mention before I get out of here, one more time. Tonight, my screening of Scrooged. I hope you can make it out. It's going to be a blast. Bill Murray in Scrooged. We're showing it at the AMC Rosemont 18, formerly Movie Co. Starts at 8 o'clock. Only $10 to get in. Parking is free. and the movie will begin at 8, but we're having a little party beforehand at the Murray Brothers Caddyshack restaurant, which is right down the street from the movie theater, and it's in Crown Plaza Hotel. And this is a tribute to Bill Murray and his brothers, and we figured it would be really a lot of fun, since we're going to be watching a movie starring Bill Murray and his brothers, that it would be cool to have some food and just hang out at the Murray Brothers Caddyshack restaurant, which is a very cool place, especially if you're a fan of Bill Murray and the Murrays. It's really, really cool, filled with a lot of really cool memorabilia and stuff that you can buy, and the food is really good. And here's the special thing. The Murray Brothers Caddyshack restaurant's being really kind to the film club. If you're a member of the film club and you're going to show your ticket to see Scrooged, you get 15% off of all your food purchases. Once again, they're giving us 15% off food purchases if you're a member of the film club and you have your ticket for Scrooged. So get there at 6 o'clock. We're going to have some fun. It'll be very festive and Christmassy. And then we'll go over to the movie theater afterwards at AMC Rosemont 18. And at 8 o'clock, we will watch Scrooged with Bill Murray, which is a very, very funny movie that's celebrating its 30th anniversary. So we'll celebrate that and much more. So, again, get your tickets for Scrooged at amctheaters.com. Go to the seating chart. Pick the seats that you want. They'll be waiting for you tonight. And the movie begins at 8. And at 6 o'clock, we're all going to gather, have some food, and you guys can have some drinks and look around the really cool Caddyshack restaurant. And for a very Murray Christmas, as we're calling it, it's 6 o'clock. We're going to meet there, and that's at the Crown Plaza Hotel. And if you're a film club member, you get 15% off of your food purchase for anything that you eat tonight. So we're going to meet there at 6 at the Murray Brothers Caddyshack restaurant. 8 o'clock will be Scrooged at the AMC Rosemont 18, and it's all tonight. And if you want to make reservations or if you have any questions about the Caddyshack restaurant, you can call. It's in Rosemont at 847-443-3673. That's 847-443-3673 for reservations or information about the Caddyshack restaurant. It's going to be fun. We'll meet there at 6 and Scrooged at 8. So hope to see you all tonight. All right. We got a bunch of texts coming in. We've been talking about Christmas candy. Luke says, we always eat Fannie Mae caramels for Christmas time. It was a tradition that my mom started. 309 area code says Ferrero Roche. Rocher. 219 area code says, my aunt used to make those petite fours all the time. They were the ones that looked like little square cakes. 630 area code says, you got to love that fruit cake at Christmas time. Oh, no, you don't. I guess it depends on the fruit cake, you know, because like the terrible sort of generic hard as a brick fruitcake that gets shipped around from house to house, that stuff's nasty. But if someone makes like a homemade fruitcake, the key is, I can't eat this anymore, but the key is you soak the hell out of it in rum. I mean, it's just you've got all the fruitcake, you got all that stuff, but you soak it in rum. And it's completely like damp and moist from rum. That's the good stuff. That crap that comes in the container that people send to you, that stuff's terrible. 804 area code says, what about Virginia State? Well, they've got number 3 is Pez. Number 2 is peppermint bark. And number 1 is M&M's. 815 area code says red anise candy. My mom made it every year at Christmas. So a lot of people do. I guess the candy thing is a big deal, judging from the calls and the texts that we've been getting. 312 area code says the Hershey's Kisses are a peppermint and white chocolate swirl. 815 area code says Brock's chocolate covered cherries. We always receive boxes of them as presents. Six 630 area code says the best part about the chocolate orange ball is when you whack it on the counter and it falls into little segments. It's awesome. Having fun with your candy. Interactive candy, as we like to call it. 708 area code says I have 2 clear glass trees. One I fill with regular M&Ms, the other with peanut butter M&Ms. Yum. No ribbon candy for the glass tree. How about Frango Mints? Classic. 336 area code says candy corn also appears in pastels and is marketed as Easter at Easter for bunny corn as bunny corn. What is it doing? 815 area code says peanut brittle. My dad and I made it every Christmas, and then I did it with my daughter, and now she does it with her son. It's the same recipe, and it's incredible. That's fun. Little tradition. Let's see. 815 area code says no offense to Fannie Mae, but go for a box of C's candies. It's the best. Tom in Berlin, Germany. When I lived in Louisiana, Thanksgiving and Christmas meant pralines, often homemade, sometimes store-bought. Pralines, good stuff. 815 area code says, but everyone likes the Reese's Minis because they're much better. There's a much better peanut butter to chocolate ratio in them. Oh, I didn't even think about that. 309 area code says, my grandmother would make divinity with red maraschino cherries and walnuts. I wonder if the reason Hershey's Kisses are so popular at Christmas is because the peanut blossom cookie recipe. Oh, yeah, that's another. Yeah. You put that.
Totally makes sense.
Absolutely. I totally forgot about that. Yeah, you put the Hershey's Kiss. You smash the Hershey's Kiss right in the middle of the cookie. 414 area code says Upper Michigan reindeer feet. It's black licorice shaped as deer hooves. Deer hooves, my God. Reindeer feet. That's even worse than reindeer corn. Or what is it? Is it reindeer corn? Yeah.
Yep.
816 area code says those Christmas sticks were originally made by Kansas City Family Company and they were called Bogdan Reception Sticks. Mr. Bogdan made them for his daughter's wedding reception. Women wore gloves then and would eat the stick. It was dipped in chocolate only about 3/4 of the way. Well, there you go. All right, people, enjoy your candy. I'll tell you. Learn something new every day. All right, 312-981-7200 is the phone number here on WGN. Dan, what do we got coming up on the show tomorrow, Wednesday morning?
In honor of our nation honoring former President Bush, we will talk to a former Secret Service agent who can talk about what it's like serving a first family.
She's fantastic, too. We had her on before. She's a great guest. So, and Lindsey Cochran is going to join us, right?
As well. They are paying tribute to Elton John this weekend.
Yeah, so Great Moments in Vinyl, having a gig this weekend. They're going to play tribute to Elton John, and we'll have Lindsey Cochran and a member of the band Great Moments in Vinyl to talk more about that. So that's what's going to be on the show, Wildcard Wednesday. And then tomorrow morning, we will do the Oscar snubs movies that we didn't get to this morning. All right, let's take a break here on WGN. The news is coming up right after this.